وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله، وأحسن الله إليك ولك بالمثل. ويا أخانا حفظك الله تعالى، لا تحتاج أن تأتي بهذه المقدمة في سؤالك. You don't need to bring this kind of introduction in your question, my dear brother. I'm your brother and I teach you how you should put the questions. Just put a direct question. What's the hukum for a person to say like this, like this, like this? He doesn't need to say, I saw that and I saw this in some of the brother's behavior. That and then. He doesn't need all this kind of introduction, because the purpose of this is to benefit yourself. Barakallahu fi. So, barakallahu fi, what's the hukum for the... Can we apply this kind of statements? إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ دِينَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَنْ تَأْخُذُ دِينَكُمْ. Or those people are not trustworthy because they use photograph till the end. Actually, my dear brother, I'll be honest with you, if the person, he went huge in this chapter, you understand, and he started apply this kind of madhab and this kind of ijtihad of taking photos for himself, for others, for every situation, for kind of memories, for kind of, not with a correct purpose. Really, my dear brother, we have doubts about taking knowledge from this kind of people. Those people who they take, ya akhi barakallahu fik, their photos for their self, for their family, for their food, for their journeys, for their trip. I mean, you see the social media accounts, you see the YouTube, you see everything full of unbeneficial photos. The purpose of it is just to spread their name or spread their look, or just, you know, kind of, it is not a benefit. Ya akhi barakallahu fik, this is not the way and the method of the ulama. You understand, the ulama, they do things because of a specific purpose, go back, beneficial to their self, to their deen, to their dunya minimum. Give me one. But a useless behavior and acts is not a way of ulama. That's why you have doubts about this kind of people. It's the truth. And yes, we use this kind of statements. In هذا العلم دين فانظروا عمن تأخذ دينكم. We want to take the knowledge from a people that we put them an example, their life and their self example, for us to make us closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, not to waste time. And act like a awam by title of ulama, this is a problem. So, like I said to my brothers, this is a very, very sensitive line, how we should apply this kind of statements and this kind of ijtihadat and fatawa also. And I don't expect that have ulama that really they benefit the ummah and they benefit us and they do such acts like that. Anyway, akhi barakallahu fika, hafadakallah. My dear brother, just, you know, to add the benefits to you, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, once he said, Az-zuhdu huwa tarku ma la yanfa'u fil akhirah, wal wara'u tarku ma yadurru fil akhirah. Ibn qala tarku ma la yanfa'u fil akhirah. Az-zuhd, when you be zahid, is when you leave things that doesn't benefit you when you meet Allah ta'ala. You know, when you do such of acts and behavior that it doesn't benefit you, not in dunya, not in your akhirah. What for you do it? I'm talking to you, this in between us normal people. What about if it's about ulama? You understand, you know, till the end. You see those people who they call themselves, claim themselves as a ulama or call out to Allah Ta'ala, they went extreme in kind of mubahat, actually tend to be shubuhat and muharramat. You understand, you know. The alim need to be an example in everything in his life, because Allah Jalla put him in that situation, so he need to be extra careful for himself. Barakallahu fi.